which settles onto the sand in the desert to be blown up by desert winds to be inhaled for the rest of time.
As the bombs blast in London, and we mourn for people just like ourselves, who could be so cruel? Why are innocent people attacked? But we don't want to know the answer, do we? Saddam Hussein was one of the greatest ecological criminals of all time. As our carbon load threatened the atmosphere, he set thousands of oil wells on fire. The Iraqi dictator turned off the water running to Eden, to Basra, the cradle of civilization, turning vibrant marshes to sand. Yet Saddam's crimes pale compared to what we, the good democracies, have done to the Middle East and its people. Our crimes, unstopped, are a monument to the cruelty and barbarity of humankind. We have poisoned not just this generation. The Middle East will be radioactive for the next billion years. All the talking heads of television have warned us about dirty bombs laden with radioactive materials. A few mutter about the unthinkable, a nuclear weapon detonated in a Western city. But no one talks about the West's thousands of dirty bombs laden with uranium, the countless tank rounds exploding into timeless radioactive dust. The West has waged an undeclared nuclear war against Afghanistan and Iraq. These are the ecological facts. The fallout is already creating deformed babies and skyrocketing cancer rates in the people of the Middle East. American and British war veterans are not exempt either. Out of 750,000 troops who fought in the first Gulf War in 1991, a third, 250,000 men and women, are now on full-time disability due to depleted uranium. The more recent war in Iraq and Afghanistan used far more depleted uranium. A tour in Iraq now is a death sentence for the soldiers and the civilians alike. Listen to the nuclear activist and former Lawrence Livermore Weapons Lab employee, Lauren Moray, describing the nuclear reality of the American-British war on Iraq and Afghanistan.
At a World Depleted Uranium Weapons Conference that I attended in Hamburg, Germany in October, there were 200 people from 20 countries and 5 continents, and a Japanese physicist, Professor Yagasaki, came and he had actually calculated the equivalent of DU to the Nagasaki bomb, and what he determined was that 800 tons of depleted uranium, which is used on the battlefield, is equivalent to 83,000 Nagasaki bombs. And the United States used 320 tons in the first Gulf War. The United States government, this is where the British used over 1,000 tons in Afghanistan, and in March and April, the United States and the British governments used over 2,200 tons in Iraq. This time they bombed the water, the entire civilian infrastructure, the cities. They bombed Iraq into radioactive rubble. And that is the equivalent of 250,000 Nagasaki bombs. We know what happened to Nagasaki residents, the citizens, from just one bomb. This radiation will be carried by the winds, by rain, by the jet stream, by animals and birds and people moving around, by water. It'll be carried around the whole Middle East area. In fact, there will be very bad radioactive contamination essentially forever for the northern half of India, through Central Asia, through the Middle East, and part of North Africa.
The full interview by radio activist Sue Supriano is available at suesupriano.com. By comparison to our crimes, the Arab terrorists have been compassionate. How could we irradiate this part of the earth for the egos of thoughtless consumers and violent men in charge? Meanwhile, the American nuclear industry is hard at work to create even more so-called depleted uranium. Big nuclear companies like Exelon and GE are advertising themselves as environmentalists, as the solution to climate change. Suddenly, nuclear is green. Back in the public relations offices, the nuke industry is playing every card, including Norris MacDonald, a tireless army of one fighting to get more nuclear plants approved for racial justice. Norris is president of the African American Environmentalist Association. Its homepage lists a parent site, namely the Center for Environment, Commerce, and Energy. Guess what? That homepage has another subsidiary site, the Nuclear Fuels Reprocessing Coalition. The NFR was, quote, established to promote the construction and operation of nuclear fuels reprocessing facilities. They want to take nuclear power waste and separate the plutonium for use in super nuclear power plants, as the French tried to do. Instead of burying the waste, they would truck it around and make it even more deadly, producing even more tons of weapons-grade plutonium. The nuclear industry is trying to reach out to blacks, saying they just want to, quote, address racial bias in the environmental movement. They will do this, apparently, by pushing electric cars to be run by lots of new nuclear power plants. They want African Americans to empower themselves through, quote, nuclear power plant construction, uranium enrichment, spent fuel reprocessing, and mixed oxide reprocessing. Now, that's empowerment. The African American Environmentalist Association carries reports from the battle by the little guy, Exelon, to get permission to build new nuclear power plants. Exelon, they tell us, is the nation's largest nuclear operator, with 17 reactors in Illinois, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. Exelon is the corporate parent of Commonwealth Edison. They want approval for a new reactor in Clinton, the site of a current nuke plant operating in Illinois since 1987. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the NRC, is set to make a decision on the new plant by August 2006, that's next summer. To help the process along, the current AAEA president, Norris MacDonald, and his son Sandy, went to Clinton in DeWitt County, Illinois. There is a nice picture of Norris, the single black man, and three white folks in front of the Clinton reactor. In fact, Norris gets to travel a lot. There are pictures of this symbolic African American in front of almost every reactor in Eastern America. Just Norris and the reactor dome in the background, a movement of one. At the website www.aaenvironment.com/new-nukes, there is also a photo of another African American, the Democratic Star Senator Barack Obama, flanked by two corpulent white males in ties, Exelon's top executives. Mr. Burns of The Simpsons would not look out of place. Obama and the bigwigs were touring Exelon's Braidwood Nuclear Power Station. Obama's state of Illinois has 11 nuke plants supplying about half the state's power. If you want to get elected in Illinois, you better tour the nuclear control rooms and talk to the big money people at Exelon. Don't look to this Democrat for action to stop the nuclear madness in America. Most African Americans don't get to stand in the gold control room. Yes, it's painted gold. And talk with the men in power. They get to live downwind and pray. Those plants run perfectly every day. And nobody tells them about the leaks, the mistakes, and the daily emissions of radioactive materials. And since there's no place to put the growing mountains of highly radioactive waste, we can just call it depleted uranium as though it were harmless and give it to the military and fire it into some other countries far away. Everybody's happy. Until the radiation drifts back through the winds or travels back to our cities with an angry citizen from the Middle East.
Which settles onto the sand in the desert to be blown up by desert winds to be inhaled for the rest of time.